The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus and his disciples were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.' They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, 'What are you doing, untying the colt?' They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, 'Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven.' Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Today, on Palm Sunday, we find ourselves in a moment of decision. We are standing with Jesus on the crest of a hill, overlooking Jerusalem. Donkey and palm fronds at the ready. Below us, the great city sprawls, ringed by green hills. Above us, the sun shines weakly through the gray cover of clouds. And before us is a road, narrow and dusty. This road will lead us down the hill into the city, to the temple, and then it will lead us to Passover dinner with Jesus and his friends, where Jesus will get down on the ground and wash his friends' dusty feet. We'll eat dinner with the disciples, where Jesus will say, "This is my body given for you." From there, we will walk outside, leaving the safety of the house, and follow Jesus to a lonely garden. We will wait and try not to fall asleep as we watch Jesus sweat and pray and cry and ask God to please do this some other way. Then we will watch Jesus filled with faith and resolute in his trust in God stand and face the Roman guards. We will watch helplessly as the guards bind him and take him away. We will follow this imperial entourage to the court of the high priest. And we will watch as Jesus is put on trial. We will stand out in the courtyard with Peter and insist that we had no part in this whole mess. Then we will follow as the guards march Jesus to the headquarters of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, where Jesus will again be accused, questioned, and condemned. We will watch as Jesus is beaten, mocked, and spat upon. Then we will walk down that road with Jesus as he carries the heavy cross through the streets of Jerusalem, up the road and out of the city to Golgotha, the place of the skull. We will watch as Jesus is nailed to the cross, suffers in agony, and finally dies. And then we will watch as he is wrapped in linen and laid in a tomb, quiet and still. It will not be easy to walk this road. It will not be fun or lighthearted or entertaining. Walking this road means looking at the things that we try very hard to ignore. Our own suffering, our weakness, our need, our meanness and selfishness, our shame, the heartbreak of the whole world. It would be easier by far simply not to participate, not to walk this road. You may be tempted to just take a shortcut around the edge of the city and show up right at the moment of resurrection on Easter morning, when everything is good and happy and resolved. But if we want to truly experience the fullness of the joy of resurrection, we have to walk this narrow and dusty road with Jesus. We have to get down on our knees with him. We have to feel the rough wood of the cross on our skin. And we have to hear the shocking silence of death. So come, let's walk this road together. Let's follow Jesus all the way from here, Palm Sunday, to the cross. Christians have been doing this every Holy Week for over 2,000 years. So don't turn away. Don't take a shortcut. Just for this one week, focus solely on this journey with Jesus. Put away the things that are distracting you, the ways you avoid or ignore those things that are hard to look at, the ways we numb ourselves. Just for this week, turn off the TV, take a break from Facebook, step back from work as much as you can, fast from indulgent food and drink, come to our Holy Week services here at St. Andrew's. Just focus on Jesus and keep your eyes on him and follow him step by step down the road that leads to life. Amen.